original music specials. This is the Forces Station. Tony Monroe in session.
This is BFBS.
Hi, I'm Mario, and it's great to have you along for an hour-long special with a vocalist who's worked with some of the very biggest names in music. His debut solo album, Keep Pushing, topped the UK soul charts, so we're chuffed to be in session and in chat with Tony Monroe.
Hey guys, good to be here with you.
Yeah.
together again, the classic by originally Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, there by Tony Monrell and Shantae Khan. Why that particular track? Why was that in your mind?
I'm going to be honest with you, that song wasn't going to be on the album. That was originally going to be recorded for a compilation. I'm really fussy when it comes to doing covers, and it has to be for the right reasons, and I wasn't 100% sure. And also, it's Donny Hathaway, and he's one of my heroes. So for me, I was like, I was really nervous about singing it in the first place, yet alone it being included in my album. But because everybody that heard it said, look, you've got to put that on your record, that's how it's made it.
Back Together Again is a classic. You don't mess with it, and you haven't. It's just so true to the original, yeah. And yet just got that nice little twist to it. So yeah. Congratulations, nice
Thank
and early
you.
On that one.
Thank you.
Tony Monrell, for some in the know, I'm happy to include myself in that group. You've been around for a good time now.
Good time.
This is your time now as you step out from behind working with a lot of other people mm-hmm. and do it yourself. But for anyone who's fresh to Tony Monrell, who's Tony Monrell? Who are you? Where are you from? What are you doing? Who are you? What's the family like?
Hey, man, I'm a singer-songwriter, lover of music. Originally hailed from South London. In a nutshell, that's who I am. I'm a person that just loves music. I'm still on the journey, and I want to express my music as much as possible.
Was it big with the family? Is that where it all came from? I know. A lot of it was growing up in the church.
And... Yeah, I grew up in the church. A lot of black families in the UK came from, you know, the Caribbean background. Music was always around the house. My dad had a vast reggae collection. My mother had a big gospel collection. Then, you know, with every black household, especially Caribbean household, you got to have a Jim Reeves record in there.
I was going to say country and western.
You've got to have big time. So there was country and western in there.
Brilliant.
So I was very well versed in quite a few different genres. And then what blew me away was because in the early 80s, you know, my younger uncles would come round, and they were the guys that were going out clubbing and stuff. And they came with so much vinyl every week to our house. My dad had a whole system and stuff like that, and my uncles all that, they were trading records. And then I was like, you know, my eyes were open to things like Shalimar. And obviously I knew Michael Jackson, and at the time then he came off with Off the Wall, and then, you know, Luther Vandross, and there was all of this stuff coming out. And for me, I was surrounded by music, and that was, I guess, the bedding for who I am now and what I do now.
All right, here's a tough one for you. You talked to that, and we kind of, and I see the fire in your eye. You're almost like back there now.
Yeah.
So find me a tune that you think, when I hear this, this is it. I'm back in the house, in the family house, at an impressionable age. The uncles have all come round. The vinyl's out. There's maybe some rum going on. There's a lot of chat going on. And there's
have
a
you
lot
been
of
to my house?
I've been to a lot of West Indian houses.
You sound like you know it really well.
So
the only thing you're missing was the dominoes.
Big hearty slaps on the table.
Yeah, you know.
So, find us a tune that takes you back to those days.
I remember it would be a Saturday, and prior to us going out, you know, and doing what we're doing family-wise or going out with my friends, I always used to hear Shalimar being played in the house, and it would either be Mate's Night to Remember or There It Is. And those are the tunes that was always getting played, and I remember that whatever I was doing, if I was polishing down stuff or doing my chores, I would stop and run downstairs and, like, you know, do some chores downstairs so that I could be there, the record player, and sing along with that song. Yeah.
find his way back home.
Shalimar, there it is. It's the Forces Station BFBS. Tony Monrell chatting with me, Mario, about the brand new album Keep Pushing and about family influences and about musical influences as well. We'll come back to those in a second. Let's talk a little bit about the new album. Is this, I've got a bit confused kind of reading up. Is this your second or your third album, Tony?
I'm not sure either. I'm going to be honest with you, I get a little bit confused with it all because my first album that I did an independent record in the late 90s. It was a new deal, and I wasn't too sure about some things, and I had my legal team with me and my management, and this record company was so wanting to do everything with me that they kind of jumped the gun on a few things, and contractually they were in breach on a few things, and that deal kind of got quashed, and I walked away from the deal. But what they did was they used the demos and put it out.
Okay.
And they put it out in Asia, and that got sorted out and all dealt with.
So still yours, but a bit of sour taste in the mouth.
Yeah, I can't really call that my album because a lot of that stuff, I'm like, hang on a minute, that's my demo. Second stuff that I've done, you know, I did a few projects with a big band, and as well as I did, you know, my EP and stuff like that. But I think they've all been projects that's leading to this particular album right now. This, in my mind, anyway, is my mind. This is my first album.
All right, I've got nothing to add to that, just other than to keep talking while you step aside. Go and join the guys, Francesco
and Luca. I've got Luca, yeah.
Go and do your thing over there. We'll play the first track from that.
Okay, great.
This time, we're going to start a revolution. This time, we're going to dust off ourselves. Moving forward is the only solution. It ends with us and nobody else. I know that we could be more than this. Gotta get back to the start. You know there's so much more to give before we lose it and go too far. If we stop right now and picture what we want from love, this could be we break things down and rebuild that vision and love. We got a chance. This could be us. Mm-hmm. A new day with a new horizon. A new page that we both can write. Within the silence, we're both realizing that there's no winners if we lose this fight. Oh, I know that we could be more than fears. Gotta let go of the blame. You know there's so much more to give. Let's not both throw it all away. If we stop right now and picture what we want from love. Oh, baby, this could be we break things down and rebuild that vision and love. I know that this could be us if we stop right now and picture what we want from love. I know that this could be us if we break things down and rebuild that vision and love. We gotta change, yeah. Two is one, we cannot lose. Baby, two is one, we're in our shoes. Paradise is within our reach. If we both draw the line and we leave it to time, we'll see, we will see. Oh, stop right now and picture what we want from love. Yeah, this could be us if we break things down. Oh, measure what we want. Let's take it on key.
Thank you.
And if there was more of us in a studio, there'd be a bigger round of applause, but I've just got to kind of keep it going as well while Tony moves back over. Tony, current single, This Could Be Us. Awesome stuff. Not a bad start, is it?
Thank you. Thanks very much. Cheers.
You've worked with some of the very biggest, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Sometimes I have to pinch myself with all the people I have worked with.
It all started with Gloria Estefan, just as a bit of a, a bit of a kind of dare, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I guess it was, actually, because I was doing music for a little while and I had a bunch of things that I was involved with. You know, there comes to a point in your life where you've got to get your feet on the ground and have another backup plan. And so for me, one of my things was sales and marketing that I was really, you know, involved in. Got myself a really good job, fantastic job, doing really well for this blue chip company. My office phone rings and it's a guy that I hadn't spoken to for some time, friend of mine, and he said he's got a session agency. And he asked me, you know, would I be up for doing a recording session? And I told him, look, I'm really sorry, I don't really do that much now. I'm just focusing on this career that I'm doing. It's really well, I'm doing really well. He was like, look, man, I really, really want you to do this. I think you'd be perfect for this. I said, oh, mate, I'm really, thank you. I'm so humbled by this. Thank you. He said, look, I'll move it. Don't worry, it doesn't have to be a week. We can do it on the weekend. You got to be, please, a weekend. I had no idea what the session was. And so I took the golden nugget and said, look, I'll come by, and went to Olympic Studios, which is no longer there anymore, but it's in Barnes. And I went through Studio A and these big, heavy, soundproof wooden doors, and I pushed the doors. And as I opened the doors, sitting on a couch with a producer was Gloria Estefan. Now, immediately I recognise who she is. But
you're thinking it's just for someone else?
Yeah, right? So I'm embarrassed because, like, there's no one else in the room.
Okay.
So I feel like, and she was talking, so I just feel like I've just walked into an important meeting. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Gloria Estefan. And I'm about to close. I said, I'm really, really sorry. I've got the wrong room. I've got to do this. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And then she went, no, you're Tony, right?
Whoa.
And I was like, yeah, I am. Then she said, no, and the producer came in, a couple of other people came in, you know, they all just appeared. Said, hey, no, this is for the session. We're doing this song called Reach. It's for the Olympics, and it's going to go on her record and stuff like that. And so I was like, oh, right. I was still really nervous. They played me the stuff, got through it, and cutting a long story short, they loved it that much that when they came to do promoting of it and a lot of the TV performances for the UK, and then they were like, look, we would love you to be there. That was it. And my company at the time were like, wow, he's on TV. And it was a young company doing really well. So they were supportive and said, look, go for it. That's great. I can remember as soon as I got my paycheck, as well as the experience, I thought, you know what? I called my friend up and said, look, if you got any more like that, I'm not going to throw it away. I mean, like, if you know, I thank you. I get your message now. And his message was basically, you're that good. I think that you've got what it takes. And listen, everything that I've had, working with Gloria Estefan, Celine Dion, Elton John, to Whitney Houston, Gary Barlow, the Take Luck Boys, all of that, and all the others, Chaka Khan, Shard, everything, it's all come by word of mouth.
We were waiting for the bus. No one much around but us. And I see this young boy caught to look at me. I'm stung in a day. It's a blaze. Sun and love, they say, makes you feel this way. She liked his eyes, she wanted more. The baby gonna have your smile for sure. He's so a lovely girl, smelling sweet and soapy like fresh air. She saw him looking, acted like she didn't care. That's how we knew. And so love grew, a flower that is you.
Sade and Tony Monreal, Baby Father, off the Grammy-nominated, well, the Grammy-nominated performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
the,
right,
the album
yeah.
won a Grammy, what, it five, won, 6 years ago?
That's right, we won a Grammy for that. Then it was. I got a phone call saying that we've been nominated for Best Vocal Performance, Best Duet. That was, I wasn't expecting that.
So when you get that high then, it's like the doors must start opening, right?
I think, you know, I've just been a very open-minded person and I'm very, you know, receptive to what comes my way. When you do something like Sade, it's like, how farther can you go? You know, she's one of the biggest solo recording artists and she's an icon. She's done so much in terms of for music that I'm like, wow, I've arrived. And then for me to, like, do my solo stuff and then to get the response that I'm getting now and for people to really, like, you know, love me the way they are and all these people that I've worked with, again, including Sade, like, saying, look, this is your moment and we're all championing you, we're all behind you. Whew, yeah.
And while that's all going on, you've still got the incognito thing going on, world tours with Bluey and the gang as well.
Yeah.
All right, you've had it easy so far, really. We're talking about music, we're talking about Tony, stuff that you're comfortable about. I read that you started off as a rapper. You started off in the hip-hop scene, DMC competitions.
Yeah.
Are you up with your hip-hop classics? Are you ready to beat the intro?
Oh, come on, man. Come on. Don't do this to me.
Tony, are you ready to beat the intro?
What is the intro?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. How's your first test for you?
That's Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre.
I'm loving that. See, yeah. You're right, you're on point. We've got a couple of those coming up. I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, that's a classic.
BFBS.
Music. Tony Monreal in session.
Mm-hmm. Play it again, yeah. Cross, but I can't seem to find my way over. Wandering and I'm lost as I travel along the wide cliffs of Dover. Many rivers to cross, and it's only my will that keeps me alive. I've been licked, washed up for years, and I merely survive because of my pride. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's such a drag to be here on your own. My woman left me and she didn't say why. Well, I guess I have to cry. Any river, gotta find my way, but it's hard through the pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. No, it's such a drag to be here on your own. Yes, my woman left me. She didn't say why. Well, I guess I have to cry. Many rivers to cross, but I can't seem to find my way over. Oh, wandering and I'm lost as I travel along of Dover. Yeah, many rivers to cross, but I can't seem to find my take it out here.
Oh, can't seem to find my way.
That was live, BFBS. That's Tony Monrell with a Jimmy Cliff classic. Awesome performance. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, mate. Thanks a lot.
Many Rivers to Cross, brilliant. That's a prime example, really, of Jimmy Cliff, reggae artist, stepping outside of his comfort zone and doing something out of his genre, as it were.
Absolutely.
How about you? Do you ever step out? What kind of music do you listen to when you're not listening
to
R&B?
I listen to everything. When I started out doing backing singing, I had to wear different hats. I had to listen to stuff that was more pops and pop rock stuff. Certain sessions came in. So as a musician, you've got to listen to everything in order to kind of keep things moving. And so for me, I started to fall in love with stuff like the Carpenters. I started falling in love with... There's a band that I still love today, and they're a country and western band. They're called Lone Star. I love them. I love their arrangements. I love a lot of country music anyway, because I grew up with it, listening to it in the house. But for the stories and the melodies. And then you look at people like Bob Marley and Jimmy Cliff, and they were clever with what their talent. They didn't just keep it just completely reggae. What they did was they reformed it. They repackaged it, but put beautiful melodic songs on top of that that everybody can connect to. I mean, you listen to Bob Marley, you strip that away and put country behind it, that's exactly what it is in a lot of his melodic structure and songs. And so that's when I heard stuff like Jimmy Cliff, and I hear my dad singing it and Barry's Hammond and a few other things singing, I was like, wow, this is really cool. These are the things that have influenced me, and I'm that type of artist. I'm not, you know, predominantly my music is soul, but subject matter and some of the stuff that I'm writing, it's not what a lot of people say is traditional soul. For me, I embrace everything, and I'm not a person that's has to say, right, I've got to stay true to the movement and keep it this. I want to be transparent, and I want to be adaptable with everything that I do.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so it just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
It's the Forces Station BFBS, Tony Monrell in session. We'll hear more from Tony's album Keep Pushing in just a moment. That's Lone Star, Amazed, and something that influenced Tony, and he loves it deeply. What about these days, Tony? What are you listening to these days? What's current, what's doing the rounds now that kind of gets you turning up the volume?
Hey, man, there's an artist from Jamaica called Protégé. He's incredible. He's got a new record out at the moment that features Chronix, and the name of the record, I believe, is Who Knows. And it's blasting. It's great. Really, really great record.
Tony Monrell in session. BFBS.
And it's a Protégé.
Yeah.
Chronix are where you say. Hey.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. To provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Green leaves, wait, hey.
When me see Jah, me see a way. Drastically straight from hypocrisy, I say, hey. Every man to them own a philosophy. I live the proper way and then me read a chapter daily. Man, they in a city hungry and no eat. And food they don't have. Just a drop off of the tree then. You see, say poverty no real then. Is what the reason revealing.
Who knows, who knows, who knows, who knows. I just go where the trade wind blows. Sending love to my friends and foes. And I suppose I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. To provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Yeah.
When the rain pits a pot on the roof, herb just a steam pepper pot on the stew. Life is a dream if you got gratitude. So go tell the regime them can't stop where we do now. Information you think on your own, or else you're a slave to the things that you know. What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Just go where the trade wind blows. Sending love to my friends and foes.
Hello.
And I suppose
Hello.
I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. To provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Green leaves.
Africa in our soul, but a Jah in our heart. It is of importance for I and I gather. If we cannot show now a balance that we had, how do we propose then to carry it abroad? Then I go to Ethiopia and you not have a plan. The building of a nation and a helper and every one a lover, one a man is just a man. It shall be a coronation when we land, land, land.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just go where the trade wind blows.
Yeah, man.
Sending love to my friends and foes.
Hello.
And I suppose.
Hello.
That's Protégé and Chronix. It's a current tune, clocking up 18 million views on YouTube and counting. And he comes from a rich reggae heritage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, number one on the UK soul chart, ain't bad, really.
Not bad at all.
For Keep Pushing.
Yeah.
It's just so full of just great songs, the album, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you. Being a songwriter, you're always... you know, you're looking for the next thing, the next subject, what you want to say. And it's all right, it's easier when you've got a brief, you write for someone. But when you're writing for yourself, it's one of the hardest things because you're very critical and analytical about everything that you do in the creative process to make sure that it's right and it's representing me. And so when Keep Pushing came out, which really set the tone for the rest of the record, when we did that, I wanted to say something that would encourage as well as uplift some people. And that's kind of the direction of the whole record. Every song on my record has a reference in some way of moving forward or reaching out or overcoming obstacles or keep pushing. Every song, there's a lyric in some way that connects all of them together. When I listen to some of the old school soul stuff, Marvin Gaye and the Donnies and the Curtis Mayfields and so forth, and Stevie, they all had songs that represented a struggle but also overcoming, and there was a lot of that, and that was the music from the heart, from the soul, and I wanted to adapt that and use a message for what's today to encourage in some way or form. So whether it be my single This Could Be Us, What We Could Be, let's forget about what's happened today and what happened yesterday. What could we be tomorrow? Could we get back to what we first started out at? There's a fight going on, there's a struggle, it's that.
I'm hearing you and I'm looking at the passion in your eyes as well, and I think we've got to follow it up with the tune. Yeah, you know, I'll write it down on a piece of paper, right, because this is the one out of the session tunes that you said you'd do for us. I think this one goes next, right? But while you're getting ready for that, let's go Hip Hop Challenge round two.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go. What's this? Oh, man, it's a message, man. Grandmaster Flash.
That was fast.
Yeah, man.
That was fast. That was good. You got that one. You got that. Okay, so I'll keep talking while you go over there. And actually, I'll keep the tune. And I'll keep talking while you go over and get ready for your session. Your next track is going to be...
This was my first single. It's an upbeat song, and it's a song that I love to do this version in terms of it being a small, broken-down acoustic session. And this is my song called Pick Me Up.
What do you do?
I got you, girl. You. Oh, I got you, girl. Verse. I may not have a pot of gold, I may not have a bill to fold, but it's alright, 'cause I'm gonna get it soon. I may not be where I want in life, but all in all, yeah, it's alright. I keep on making room, my circumstance will change from time to time, and I've learned how to dance in the rain. And though this mountain is hard enough to climb, oh, despite this little holdup, I got that peace of mind to know that you pick me up. Oh, baby, when times I feel that I can't do it, you see me through it. That's what you do, oh, woman, you pick me up. When all's crazy, when I want a trip, I wear a smile, I keep my cool, 'cause I got you. Oh, girl, I got you, yeah, yeah. All right. When I've been beat up and from the doubt, you reached down and picked me out. Yeah, you're all right. You got me going strong. We'll keep our focus within the frame, 'cause this picture is out the pain, and it's all right. Yeah, my circumstance will change from time to time, and I've learned how to dance in the rain. And though this mountain is hard enough to climb, oh, despite this little hole up, I got that peace of mind to know that you pick me up. Oh, baby, when times I feel that I can't do it, you see me through it. That's what you do, oh, woman, you pick me up. When all's crazy, when I want a trip, I wear a smile, I keep my cool, 'cause I got you. There's nothing we can handle, no. A miracle's just around the corner now. And if we're down, we'll get back on the saddle. We'll find our way again somehow, 'cause I know that you'll pick me up. Oh, baby,
when times I feel that I can't do it, you see me through it. That's what you do, woman. You pick me up when all's crazy. Oh, I know we'll find a way, baby. I know we'll find a way, cause you just pick me up. Oh, baby, when times I feel that I can't do it, you see me through it. That's what you do. Pick me up when all's crazy. Oh, I wear a smile, I keep my cool, cause I got you. Yeah, I got you, yeah, yeah. All right, this is for the people, the surfaces, the people.
That's dedicated to all of our troops abroad, here in the UK and everywhere else around the world.
It's Tony Monrell and Pick Me Up, the first single off the album, and a lovely message as well. Thank you to the Forces. You've got,
you've got
a strong connection with the Forces, haven't you, as well? Family connections.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, he actually just came out of the army, but he's been in the army for about maybe 15 years. And he was stationed in Iraq and as well as Afghanistan. And have a cousin from the States who's now based in Afghanistan. He's been there for about 12 years, you know, family in the police and family member in the MI6. And
no, you got to share MI6.
Yeah, MI6.
What did you know about the family member in
MI6? Mate, I have no idea. Well, put it this way, my dad's brother married my aunt. Well, they're divorced now. I knew nothing of her. I knew nothing. And no one knew nothing about her. We just, you know, we'd see her, you know, regularly and barbecues and family gets together and that, but she didn't really speak much. And I think it's part of her job. It was, you know, how's your day? How's your, you know, how's work and stuff? Yeah, work is, you know, it's really busy. And that would be it. I knew nothing.
See, there's a part of me that goes, I love this story and it sounds great. And there's another part of me that goes, Auntie was walking around going, like, Tony, you know, he's so nosy. He keeps asking me every time he sees me, what am I doing? Where am I going? I just told him I'm in MI6. He leaves me alone now.
Yeah, that could be it. She could have been a dinner lady, actually.
Let's play one more tune from an artist that hugely inspired you. And I know you won't mind me saying it. You have your moments where you sound a lot like Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Les Dawson. I love him.
Les wasn't bad, but I haven't heard you play the piano, so I don't know.
Take my mother. Yeah.
You've got me going on that now. Stevie Wonder, awesome. And the track you chose that probably inspires you as well the most. Give us one of your favourite. It's impossible, I know, to choose a favourite Stevie Wonder track, but give us one of your favourite tracks.
Come on, man. I love All I Do. That's a classic song. It's one of my favourites. It's just great melody, great subject matter. And look, he's one of my heroes and, you know, it's a part of my DNA.
To
I'll tell you this. Some years ago, I was in Tokyo on tour, and my phone rang in the hotel room. Pick up the phone. There was a guy singing down the other end. And, hey, I love your voice. And I was like, all right, who's this? I thought it was one of the guys in the band messing around. It was Stevie.
No.
Yeah, Stevie called me, and he started singing. I was like, huh? And he called me just to encourage me. He said that he really likes my voice. He said that I reminded him of a younger him. What do you say when Stevie says that? I like your voice.
What do you say?
I was so embarrassed. I went, I like your voice too, man. I felt such an idiot, man. I mean, luckily, I've had the opportunity to see him a few times and speak with him and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
But, dude, yeah, I was well embarrassed. But Stevie Wonder, big hero to me.
Let's play another session song from you in a second. Before that, though, let's what are you doing next?
I've got some more commitments to do with Incognito, but that's coming to an end with some of the stuff I'm doing. The way that my diary is being filled right now, it's crazy, but at the same time, I'm so happy. I've got a lot more promotion to do on this current single, and then I'm going to be getting ready to perform at Cheltenham Jazz Festival. Friday night is music night with the BBC Big Band Orchestra. Guy Barker, and we're celebrating the music of Quincy Jones. So I'm going to be a special guest singing with this incredible orchestra. I think four songs I'm going to be doing on that. And then on the Sunday night, I'm going to be doing my solo show. So there's that and a bunch more other things coming up through the year, but a lot of promotion. This year is all about promoting the record and pushing the record.
All about Tony Monrell. And about time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Listen, Tony, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Wish you all the very best for the future. If you go over there and get ready, play your last tune for us.
Thank you so much. So this is a song off my current album called Keep Pushing. It's about breakup and makeup. It's called Lay It All Down. Coming into Don't Attack, I lay it all down. I lay my guns down, I lay them all down. I'm waving the surrender flag, it wasn't easy. Please believe me, it wasn't easy. I seen a lot of damage done today. Don't wanna be a victim of the game. Don't wanna go there. Don't need to go there. The color of my life is turning gray. No words of ammunition left to say. I lay it all down. I lay it all down. Maybe when the smoke is cleared, we still got something to believe in. To believe in. The window from the past is smeared, but we can solve it. If we want it, we can resolve it. Gather up the pieces that we broke. Settle down the anger we provoked. More room for patience and less aggravation. Maybe reconciling form a truce. Put away the spark that lit the fuse. I lay it all down. I lay it all down. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seen a lot of damage done today. Don't wanna be a victim of the game. Don't wanna go there. No need to go there. The color of my life is turning gray. No words of ammunition left to say. I lay it all down. I lay it all down. 'Cause each time we walk, you lose a little piece of me. Each time we fight, I see you break in two. No more to give, I render all to this defeat. I lay it all down, lay it all down. 'Cause each time we fall, you lose.
I see you breaking too. No more to give. I render all to this defeat. I lay it all down. Oh, I lay it all down. Yeah. Lay it all down. Lay it all down for love. Baby, baby, oh, 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 yeah, lay it all down for love, oh, 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 lay it all down for love, yeah, oh, 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 let's take it on out.
BFBS Original Music Specials on digital radio, FM, and satellite TV in the UK,
online and on air around the world.
This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.
A Belgian national has been.